other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guest, he's the founder of Anthrax, danspitz.com, autismspeaks.org. Candy heads up the Autism Speaks organization. It's an excellent site. Here's the deal, folks. They're already killing you. They're already, look, the authoritarians know they can't just come up and shoot you in the head until they've got your guns. They'll do that later. That's what the 2 billion bullets are for and the life-size targets of children. They're training for the total implosion of society. They want to reduce the world population down to nothing. Dan, how do we get really aggressive? Candy, how do we get really aggressive? Because you can't sue them. They've been given liability protection, just like they're giving Monsanto now, so their crops can grow their own pesticides and then to kill the bugs, but it's safe for us to eat, they say. I mean, is there any doubt that this is a Holocaust going on?
You know, all I can do on my end is the same thing I did in my first round of anthrax. What am I going to do? Start a new band, but it's not normal. It's educate the public through the truth. And in heavy metal, that's what we do. Let the public take it in their own hands. I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to just, you know, play my guitar, take it around the world. You know, there's a song called Puzzle Box that Dave Mustaine and I wrote the lyrics for that is our daily struggle with our children. Welcome, you know, in our music, it's welcome in our family because you are part of our family. And we're the only kind of music that can speak that truth and put it in the hands of three generations of heavy metal people. They'll know what to do with it. Believe me, they'll know what to do with it. And then Candy has her end, you know.
I want to talk about that briefly in the next segment because this is a short one. But, you know, isn't Dave Mustaine a great guy and his wife Pam and everybody? The media demonizes anybody that they know is real and anybody that has a voice. And you know, it's good to see Dave standing up as well against what's happening. And as more and more people stand up together, we will bring these criminals to justice.
Yeah, well, you know, Dave's lived at our house. He's held our children. He knows my daily struggle. We've been close friends for forever and ever and ever. You know, hold each other up when we're having a bad day kind of friends. So, you know, he knows what the truth is. He knows when my phone rings 100 times a day or Candy's text messaging me that the police are at a Target because she tried to take the kids to the store and someone called the police because they think that, you know, she's actually beating her kid. But meanwhile, one of them is just having a meltdown in the parking lot. He can't transition in or out of the car.
But again, this is the total takeover of the secret police. Your kid is all over the place. You're having to restrain him. Call the cops who would just taser him. This country is so screwed up under psych warfare.
Oh, no, they'll call child services and Candy's, you know, says, I can't believe what's going on. Now they have to be visited by child services or whatever it may be because people don't understand. And that's what we're trying to do, educate the public that it's 1 in 50. You know, if you're on a floor in the hospital having a baby now, there's 50 rooms. You know,
let's do the math. It was 1 in 25,000 30 years ago, and now it's 1 in 50. They're estimating what in a decade it's going to be 1 in 10. Or
the studies are already old. You know, the studies you're getting now are years old. So I don't even want to estimate.
And then they say, oh, it's overestimated. I know this. I try to take my children to a movie now, and a third of the kids in there will be autistic, you know, the whole time yelling and screaming. And I feel sorry for them. But, I mean, they're building whole schools, whole wings. I go to the park. Sometimes they'll be like half the kids are hardcore autistic. And it makes me angry at the New World Order.
Well, I mean, Candy was just at the with Ernie Els, the golfer, telling him he's building one of the largest schools anywhere, period. It's right down here. He had to raise $40 million to build a school, to have sports education and everything. I mean, we didn't have this, you know. We didn't have this in our generation.
Well, soon it'll be every other baby. Then 1 out of 10 babies will be normal, and it'll just be collapsed society. That's you. Do you guys know about the eugenics extermination plan?
Well, where's everyone going to work? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, it's going to be robots, and we're gone. Ray Kurzweil, it's all been decided. Bill Joy wrote about it in Wired Magazine. You know, he's a billionaire. He went to the meeting. He wrote about it 12 years ago. The decision's been made to kill everybody. So, but first they've got to wipe everybody out, blow out our... I'm sorry, folks, it's real, okay? I mean, it's all in eco-science. It's all in their own books. They're doing it to us. I've been warning you for 17 years. We're going to come back with our guest and talk about solutions on the other side. It just blows me away.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, people ask me why I get so aggressive. They ask me, is that for real? Howard Stern asked me that. You know, I mean, you're really getting mad. He goes, because it looks real. And you better believe I get mad. I am the sweetest guy with kitty cats and puppy dogs and butterflies. And I like to paint, you know, French impressionistic scenes. I love my wife. I love my children. And let me tell you something. I've got a lot of friends and family, on average, who have 18-month-old boys, mainly, because they don't have as strong a blood-brain barrier as women. This is just mainline medical science. Who go in for the third round of shots, and their kids have convulsions. They lay there on the couch for 2, 3 days, 4 days. They go to the hospital. CPS comes. What'd you do to your kid? And meanwhile, they see this. I've talked to ER doctors. They see it all the time. They'll ask, have they had any shots? And they're like, they knew until 4 years ago, never give a pregnant woman shots. Okay? I've got a lot of family that are oral surgeons, dentists, doctors, veterinarians. I mean, you know, you don't give shots to baby cows till they're a few months old. Everybody knows this. And they try to sit there and act like they don't know what's going on. But you've heard the ER doctors call in, and we've had them on as guests. I mean, they see the vaccine damage every day at the bigger hospitals. And they've always said, don't give pregnant woman shots. Now the CDC says, do it. Do it. And it causes all sorts of autoimmune problems, miscarriages. So what they're doing is they're just trying to normalize incredible stuff off the chart. And I'm here to break people out of their trance. You know, I yell and scream and I get angry and I call these people names because, folks, I feel like a coward for not organizing mass aggressive rallies. I don't even know how. I've done big rallies. I've stormed the Capitol over the TSA. I mean, I know authoritarianism and I'm desperate because I have empathy, ladies and gentlemen. When I know people and see their children hurt, and then I know it's all on purpose, and I've got all the UN documents, and we made films, and all the quotes, and Bertrand Russell, how they'd use vaccines to dumb down the public, and they're just killing us and maiming us. Thousands of kids die. It's just incredible. And then it's all a lie. It's all a hoax. And there even is real science for autoimmune stuff where you actually could have some vaccines. It's a real science. Doesn't mean it might not be linked to other problems or stunting your immune system or doing other things. But, you know, it's a real science if there was something out there killing people in mass. But, you know, but polio had cancer virus in it, the vaccine. So I'm ranting. We've got our guest here. The reason I get so upset is the magnitude of the evil is so great that the average person can't even believe it. I mean, just type in Harvard study fluoride. They knew 100 years ago sodium fluoride and the dosages that are in the water causes brain damage. They know mercury is one of the most tested things ever because it's been used industrially for thousands of years. They know in electrochemical reactions from electron microscopes that it is the most destructive heavy metal in the brain. In fact, guys, go to YouTube and type in electron microscope, mercury and brain tissue. It's the University of Calgary. It's one of the better shots. And it's the only heavy metal that actually makes a chain reaction happen and causes chain reactions of the cells to actually blow out. This is electrochemical. Lead, mercury, arsenic, even cyanide doesn't do that. And, yeah, here it is. This is Faculty of Medicine, and they actually show what mercury does. So we're going to show that. This is what they say is good for your brain. I played that last hour. They say mercury is good for your child's brain. Ladies and gentlemen, it is hyper-destructive. So going back to the founder of Anthrax, Dan Spitz, and Candy, his wife, who heads up AutismSpeaks.org, what else do you want to impart to people? Solutions, ideas. There's no law to take shots. Fight them trying to make it the law. Learn that the flu shot actually doubles your chances of getting flu. That's major studies. What else do you want to impart to people?
Yeah, right now, all you can really do is educate yourself. There's nothing that we can do as a people to stop this. And that's why I said, you know, I'm the spokesperson for Autism Speaks. And the reason I dedicate my time, this is not a paying job. They don't, you know, this is not something I'm being forced to do. I dedicated my life to this organization because Bob and Suzanne Wright, who founded Autism Speaks, are out there actually doing exactly what you're saying. They're searching for every possible connection, whether it be government-related, vaccine-related, environmental, whatever this is. They're out there doing it. So let them do their job, and they do a very good job of this. And, you know, I said I'm personally involved on that level. But you as a parent, you as a society, you as a teacher, educator, educate yourself. Learn your options. Know if you do need to vaccinate, if you don't need to vaccinate. If you suspect something, what you can do right now while the kids are still young to fix this problem. A lot of our problems are correctable. It is not a cure, but they are correctable. And you as a parent need to take responsibility for your own child. Every child is different. There's not going to be, you know, if you've seen one child with autism, you've seen one child with autism. You need to learn how to make your family work, how to work into their world. They are never going to fit into our society, all of our children. They are very highly intelligent in their own way. And you need to find a way to adapt them into you into their world. So all I can say is educate yourself. Learn the steps. You know, there's a lot of organizations. Autism Speaks is not the only one out there. But we put the facts out there. Everything, good and bad, is on the website. There's toolkits. They're going to help you. And if they can't help you, they're going to guide you to who can help you. So just educate yourself.
And that's what I'm trying to do with Red Lamb, which is the project that Bean and Dave Mustaine have together. And I took that on the road. And, you know, we had sponsors wrap our bus to bring awareness into the heavy metal community, where, you know, we all do take things into our hand. We're quite
That's different. Right. Big things have small beginnings, because a lot of heavy metal guys will probably ignore you because they're young and they're not worried about it. They're going to get married. They're going to have a kid. Their kid's going to go into a convulsion, and then they're going to go completely haywire, and they're going to save millions of other kids.
Yeah, but what they're going to do is go, hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. That Spitz kid's from Anthrax, Red Lamb, whatever that was. His kids have autism, and I remember something about that kid. You know, look him up. And you know what? That's what I'm trying to do.
No, I agree. You're trying to save them. But I'm saying there's still even more that aren't going to listen right now. They trust the government. They're listening right now. And they're going to go out and get the shot, and they're going to see it happen.
You got to kind of try to untrain the monkey a little bit, if you know what I'm trying to say. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, there's nothing you can really do right now to stop this from happening, because there are so many different possible causes. You know, there's no way you can't avoid, you know, food, water, you know, shots. You can't avoid everything out there. And some of this is genetic. There's a small portion of people with autism who are born genetically with autism. There's Fragile X. There's other forms. So there's nothing you can do to stop it. So you just need to know what to do once it's in your face. Because even if you don't have a child.
Well, sure, but we have the causal effect in all the studies that the vaccines are the big kahuna, obviously pesticide, bisphenol A, additives, aspartame, and, you know, in the drinks for the babies. I mean, just insane stuff. But, I mean, I've had all the top scientists on. I know you've interviewed them. You've talked to them. All doctors know, and also vets in animal husbandry, that female mammals are stronger than male mammals. I don't mean physically, obviously, but women can be shot more times. Women can be starved longer. Women are designed to have babies. Women have a much stronger immune system. Boys can't handle the mercury right in the bloodstream. That's why it's hitting the boys. Yeah, and so, yes, genetically, they're predisposed to be hurt by it.
Well, that's why I say when I do meet people, or we talk to people who are in that realm of thinking about having a child or under the 12-month level, and they have a boy, you know, be aware. Is he developing slower than normal? Just in general, immune system. Did he have a colic or whatever it may be? You know what? You know, find a way to deter those shots. Go somewhere where they can be spread out over a longer period of time and take that simple precaution, at least in that one area.
Yeah, but see, I got three children. They've never had a vaccine. Sorry, go ahead, Candy.
No, okay. More importantly, just trust your instincts. Do not rely on, you know, medical professionals, teachers, doctors, anybody out there. Trust your instinct as a parent. You know what's best, whether it's food, you know, water, vaccine, whatever it happens to be. You know what's best. So just trust your own instincts.
Sure. What about Bill Gates coming out with clothes and fruit and other produce where it's in there and you don't have a choice because we don't know best? They're going to force all these high-tech vaccines. Have you heard about the anti-drug vaccines that actually eat parts of the brain so you can never upload alcohol or cocaine?
What's the heavy metal people going to do? Oh, boy.
Well, it actually gives you a type of lobotomy because those same receptors take on endorphins. Look up my video, Brain-Eating Vaccines. I mean, I gave it a Hollywood name so people watch it. Brain-Eating Vaccines. And it actually shows all the documents. They're saying, soon you won't ever worry again because you're going to have no emotion. Sounds like Body Snatchers, doesn't it?
Wow.
That's scary.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing you can do to avoid some of what's going on right now. So that's why the two of us, our main mission is not to, you know, fund research. We're not out there fundraising for anything, not even for the band.
You're just warning people.
It's just awareness and advocacy. Because the face of society is about to change. In the next 20 years, everybody will have something, ADD, ADHD, OCD, autism. Everything is changing.
Yeah, because they're poisoning us.
You need to learn how to function as a whole now. There's a whole new way of thinking, and the old ways of, you know, tantrums and meltdowns and what people thought before just doesn't exist. The world has changed.
Yeah, the new world order is here.
If you think it doesn't, then in about 25 minutes when Candy picks up our children, you're all welcome to come here right. And see the transition from the car to the house.
Well, listen, I want to get you guys back on next time you've got a big initiative going. I know the bus is wrapped right now. You're traveling around. Great job on that front. I want to give the website out, danspitz.com, and then, of course, autismspeaks.org. and check out the project you've got with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, Red Lamb. I want to thank Dave Mustaine when he was staying at my house last week for putting me in touch with you to help get the word out on this. And, guys, we'll talk again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
We got you guys. Thank you very much.
All right, amazing people, Dan and Candy Spitz. I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, Korea threatening to nuke South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. and to launch the missiles tomorrow. I'm not into war, but they should be struck right there, but then that starts World War III. And it's government causing that problem, not individuals. Kim Jong-il, I think he needs a couple shots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're just joining us, Dan Spitz, the founder of Anthrax, was on with us. Both of his totally healthy twin boys that were already acting in movies at a year old got vaccines and gone. Lay on the couch for 5 days, and this is everybody I've talked to. I mean, and a lot of people, the kids don't end up being autistic. They get the shot, you know, they go to sleep for 2 days, they don't talk for a while, then they come out of it. And that's just God, you know, fighting through and helping the kids. But, you know, I like Candy Spitz, but what the establishment does is they say, don't be too radical. This happened with Jenny McCarthy. Don't be too radical. It scares people. Well, the globalists are radical, and only admitting how radical the attack is will defeat the attack. Okay, this is an attack. And, you know, she's like, well, space out the shots. Listen, I got 3 children. They've never had a needle in them. And when we had our first child, you know, you fill out, you know, the orders you want. And they were like trying to not even give us those, you know. And then they're like, you don't want vaccines? And I said, look, don't try to tell me it's the law. Don't engage in fraud. And they left me alone. Now, a family that looks scared, they eye you like criminals, like a mark. And they're like, this is neglect and abuse. And then they call it that. There's not even a law, and they take your kids. This is a psyop of evil. And I declare absolute resistance. God, just heal this land. I know as adults we deserve a lot of bad for what we've done, the abortion, everything else. I've been decadent. I've been bad my life as well. But our Heavenly Father, not the children. I get physically angry up here when I'm covering these type stories, okay? I have nightmares. I'm going to be honest with you. One time, Mike Hansen, this family was about to have a baby. They had no criminal record. He was an auto mechanic. They were living in a hotel while they moved to another apartment. And they came, and she was blonde-haired, blue-eyed, so was he. Those babies can get $500,000. And I'll never forget, we were talking to the family. They were listeners. They called in the show. They said, CPS is saying they're going to take the baby when it's born or might. They called the show. They gave Mike Hansen's cell phone number when he was running the Access TV show. This is like 15 years ago, 16 years ago. And they called Mike one day. And when we went down there, we opened the door because the police had got there, and the cop was choking the woman, literally like a movie, red-handed with his hands on her neck going, sign it, sign it. And the dad was kept outside, and the cop looked up at me, and he looked like a bad guy out of a movie, you know, like a guy you see creeping around parks or something, and it hit me, and my whole instinct was defend that woman, but I knew, he knew, America's mine, I got this kid, boom, I'm on it, like a wolf, and I knew, and then I famously, you know, went and called into a local talk show and broke down, and people thought it was my children being taken. They're like, well, he said it was somebody else's kid. Why is he so upset? And I was like howling, crying. And it's because I realized they're going to kill everybody. They're going to, listen, what they didn't get is, you notice she was saying, well, it's a change of life now. It's now 1 in 50 from 1 in 25,000, and it's going to be 1 in 10 and then 1 in 2, and this is just the way we are, and you can't stop it. Did you hear? You can't stop it. It's coming to you. And see, that's the PR being put out. This is just a way of life. Like, she's been through it. She's saying at a subconscious level, you will now drink of this cup. No, I won't. But listen, to the cops, everybody, you're all going to die young, too. You're all going to get neurological disorders. People are getting Alzheimer's at 45 now. They just call it dementia. You're going to die. Your family's going to die. You're all going to die. This isn't dramatics. I see clearly. I know the enemy. Okay? I'm risking. People say, why aren't you scared then? Because they're killing everybody. What is the point? I'm trying to find the avenue of attack on these people. I'm trying to find the life force lever to flip in you where you get some simple survival instinct. I mean, they have Lone Star College down in Houston, the same place 2 gangbangers shot each other, and they said, take the guns. Now somebody stabbed 12 people with a 1-inch X-Acto knife, and they're talking about banning X-Acto knives because society's a bunch of idiots stabbing each other. And it's big news. Oh, my gosh. And there's police and armed guards at that inner city college. I mean, that college is in the middle of the ghetto in one of the roughest cities in America. And thank God the citizens of Houston have guns to protect themselves, or it'd be like Chicago where killers are just killing everybody. I mean, they are sitting there with the X-Acto knife on TV with this doctor salivating over discussing the X-Acto knife. and getting people to basically freak out in fear over it. A citizen with a one-inch knife. Oh, they fall in fear because they're such cowards. People now, when a coyote comes out in a park, they fall down and it kills them. Coyotes never attack humans. People pull a knife. People now fall over like a movie to be stabbed. That's America, the ultimate jellyfish, coward-filled, pathetic country captured by pot-bellied pedophiles.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A new world order. Joe Biden says there's a new world order, but it doesn't exist. Oh, yeah. I'm alive.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good.
Time to wake up! Realize the enemy's running over all of us. Time to truly live. Number one, hate the enemy. Love your family. Stand up against these scum. I mean, you're under hardcore attack. The depopulation program is going on pell-mell right now. Liability protection for vaccines, GMO, aspartame to be added to basically every product under the sun, not tell you. Death to the left, death to the right, seizures to the left, neurological disorders to the right. I, for one, see through it. Mike Adams sees through it. He's got some breaking news here in a moment on Bitcoin. I haven't even gotten to this article. It's up at drudgereport.com, where the child had the water gun, well, talked about a water gun at school, and so they took the dad's guns at home out of his gun safe. I mean, it's just total Sovietization, totally illegal. But they don't care. They do it. It's about them taking over to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, they run. And from the mass shootings they stage and set up by making them gun-free zones, victim disarmament, mass killer zones, to teach the kids to crouch over in a good ball so the killer can get the maximum number of dead so they can hopefully get our guns next time. Well, guess what? We're on to you. And this is Boomerang back on you. By the way, I want to announce the InfoWars.com, InfoWarsHealth.com health challenge. I'm challenging listeners to get healthy in the face of the new world order in the month of April. And let's put InfoWars Health up there on screen for folks. Again, I'm challenging listeners to go to InfoWarsHealth.com and sign up and try the great products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Alex Pack, the Healthy Start Pack, Pollen Burst, Pollen Burst Plus, Root Beer Belly Probiotics, and almost 400 other amazing products, Turmeric Root, Resveratrol. It's all up there, InfoWarsHealth.com, or give our great crew a call for any questions, 888-789-9277. If you need help getting signed up for auto shipping to get free shipping, that's a big discount. Give us a call as well. You can do it on the website, InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com, and getting your longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com helps fund our operation as we kamikaze in the info war right into the enemy. Also, we have the lowest price out there on the Survival Seed Vault heirloom, non-GMO stuff. Absolutely awesome for your summer or fall garden or your late spring garden coming up. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com, along with all the other great products. And don't forget the ProPure high-quality water filtration systems, which are the lowest price anywhere with the promo code WATER, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And, hey, did you hear? Kids abducted by their own parents. They don't say that here in the USA Today article. Look at this article for folks watching on TV. Kids abducted in Florida, custody case taken to Cuba. Kids abducted. Yeah, you got to go to another tyranny to escape the ultimate tyranny. But see, America kind of has a parallel running. Like the old liberties being destroyed while the new tyranny is expanding. There's like two railroad tracks here. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Now, shifting gears here, ladies and gentlemen, is a naturalnews.com story that you can also find up at InfoWars.com, and I want to be clear here with Mike Adams, and I know he's being clear as well. We support digital fiat currencies, gold currencies, silver currencies, open source currencies, free currencies, diverse currencies, not just the private Federal Reserve note that masquerades as the dollar. I want to be 110% clear right now about that. My issue is my spidey sense months ago, well, a year ago, when this first started getting hyped, when everybody's talking about it, when did Kennedy's dad, Joe Kennedy, say he got out of the stock market when a shoeshine boy the day before it crashed told him what stock to buy? Actually, he was an insider in Warren, but that was kind of his story. Everybody's getting into Bitcoin, and it's foggy where it came from. I'm sure some good libertarians are involved, but this can be used just like they used a fake test to discredit alternative energy back in the 80s to try to discredit and then outlaw digital open source currencies. And I'm very, very worried about this up front. I've not bought any. I could tell it was going to go up the way it was just being hyped and pushed in ways I didn't understand. And I'm very, very suspicious of the whole thing. And again, they've gone completely parabolic. It's going straight up right now. There's new documents out that the central banks are artificially depressing gold and silver to keep the bond market up and to cover up inflation. So this is going straight up while gold and silver is being driven down a bit right now, which I see as a buying opportunity. And again, I'm not against fiat currencies if they're private, public, transparent, and have somewhat of a history. And I get, well, it has to have a history by being born. Exactly. And the globalists will want to strangle these little babies in the crib, or at least give them an injection to dumb them down so they won't be troubled. It's kind of like a lion killing baby male lions or a grizzly killing baby male grizzlies. Now, the globalists do this to you now. They make sure the boys are brain damaged so you won't give them any trouble before the big robot rollout, the soft kill operation. So Mike Adams of Natural News pops in to get, he's a smart business guy on many fronts. I tend to respect his opinion. Well, I don't tend to. I haven't found anything I disagree with Mike Adams on. That's rare to say. I disagree with myself more half the time listening to rebroadcasts than I do with him. Mike, what is your take on this, and why are you saying the Bitcoin bubble by speculative Bitcoin buy-ins now point to a disastrous Bitcoin crash? Mike Adams of naturalnews.com.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. And I'm glad you pointed out that we both are supporters of a decentralized peer-to-peer cryptocurrency in theory. The idea is wonderful. We need competition for the central banks. So I'm not anti-Bitcoin, and I want to be very, very clear about that. In fact, we've promoted it. I mean, our store even accepts Bitcoins. You know, we want people in Bitcoins overall, but what's happening now is it has converted. It's become too popular too quickly. It has become a mania.
By the way, you know I privately predicted that to you.
You did. Yes, you did. You're exactly right on.
Well, I smell something here.
Well, it could be that it's just people jumping on board. I mean, we're seeing this. You know, we have an office in Asia, and we've been getting inside reports that in China now, this is the new casino. Buy bitcoins, ride it, you know, buy it low and sell it high. This is a speculative bubble in the making. It doesn't mean it's going to crash tomorrow. It may still go much, much higher. It could reach $500, it could reach $1,000, even $10,000 a bitcoin. But eventually, it's going to crash hard. And I bet my reputation on that, Alex. I am 100% sure we're going to see a massive Bitcoin crash at some point with an ultra-accelerated velocity of the crash. It will be the fastest crash of any currency in the history of human civilization. And there are mathematical reasons for that that I've tried to lay out in the story that I just published. I think it's up on InfoWars. But it will be a high-velocity crash. The reason is because people are buying bitcoins who don't know what bitcoins are and who have no use for them. These are speculators. They're buying bitcoins in the same way that people bought tulip bulbs in the tulip bulb mania of, I think, 1637. It's going to be the same thing. It's just a new vehicle, and it's going to crash bitcoins eventually, at which point they will become a good value to buy once the crash has happened, Alex.
Go over some more of the mathematics for people.
All right. Well, everybody who's holding Bitcoins right now believes that their Bitcoins are worth $200, $210 because that's the latest market price for the Bitcoins. So there has been literally hundreds of millions of dollars in valuation that has been artificially created by the ramp up in Bitcoin prices. So everyone who holds Bitcoins thinks all their Bitcoins are worth that. And in a grand total, it's well over $1 billion. In truth, though, once a sell-off begins, the greed that is currently pushing the market upwards will transition into fear. The price support will falter. The fear will start a sell-off. The sell-off will start to devalue the holdings that current people have in bitcoins. Once they see their money dropping down, they're going to start selling.
That's right. Slow growth is always the healthiest. When something goes straight up like an Atlas rocket, it's going to go straight down, and you already see them putting money laundering rules onto it, just preparing to try to then outlaw any competing digital currency, because the globalists are actually going to go themselves on record to a global SDR backed up by carbon taxes, wellhead taxes, and money transfer Tobin taxes. So they will try to strangle this in the crib. They may even be pumping money into it so that they can then dump it later. If they didn't, look, I think like the enemy. If I was the enemy, I'd do that.
Exactly. The central banks will be very smart right now to be buying bitcoins, pushing it up, making it very, very popular, getting as many people on board as possible. And then when the timing is right, do a mass sell-off of bitcoins, flood the marketplace with massive supply of bitcoins, causing a crash, causing bitcoins to be discredited so that no one ever trusts a decentralized, non-government-run currency again. That's the brilliant, evil tactic of the central bankers who we know are deeply engaged in psychological warfare and market manipulations. So I think they are involved right now.
I'm going to get to some other news with you. I want to get your take on here. North Korea, Obama bugging the phones through Mother Jones. That's basically a White House front of Congress. I mean, of course they are. That's what the NSA is for. I want to talk about that with you in a moment. But first off, any other points you want to make about Bitcoin?
Well, just remember that right now what's driving the Bitcoin market is greed, the idea that you can buy low and sell high. Greed will turn to fear, as it has always done, Alex, in the tulip bulb bubble, in the dot-com bubble, that I also publicly predicted that it was going to crash 2 years before it did, and I know you did as well, and in the housing bubble. Every bubble in history has the same psychological profile. Eventually, greed will turn to fear. Fear will turn to panic. And remember that the Wall Street stock markets, they have limits of how quickly a stock can drop in a day. They will close the market if it limits down too much. So you have a limit down and a cooling off period overnight. Bitcoin has no limits. There's no cooling period. That's why when the crash begins, it will be the most rapid, high-velocity crash of any currency in history. That's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Oh, and one more important point, Alex. There are some very, very smart people who are going to get very rich off of this, who have built in algorithms to sell Bitcoin when it drops below a certain fixed market value. It's an automated, you know, computerized selling system. They're going to make money because they'll be able to get out. But the result of that system is that it will accelerate the downward spiral of prices faster than most humans can respond. You're going to see the Bitcoin exchanges overloaded during the crash, and people won't be able to get out until the value is...
What's your gut tell you? Because they've been having some minor glitches, I think, to train people to stay in when it finally mega plunges to deliver the maximum profit to the insiders. I mean, is it possible that Bitcoin could have been created by the system itself?
My gut tells me that it wasn't. I think it was probably created by some libertarian-minded mathematicians who, by the way, right now are billionaires for sure. But it can be manipulated by the central banks and the system, and I think it is being manipulated. And my gut tells me that this may go considerably higher still, but the higher it goes, the worse the crash is going to be. And the ultimate goal is to discredit Bitcoin, which I am against. I'm a proponent of this cryptocurrency.
Absolutely, but the operatives will spin it that we're against it. Okay, I want to shift gears with you. You've got a lot of contacts in Asia, I know. I've never seen rhetoric like this. Korea saying they're going to blow up Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. Obviously can't hit the U.S., maybe able to hit Japan or South Korea, obviously, with their artillery, 10,000-plus pieces, no doubt. I mean, the perfect example of a collapsing psychopath with a bunch of weapons who can't even tie their shoelaces but have weapons because that's all they need. They want the guns. The people don't. You know, that's why Obama wants the guns. Threatening South Korea, that's just an exploding, fastest-growing economy in the world, undoubtedly. I mean, this is unprecedented, saying we're loading the missiles tomorrow and, you know, saying things like, and you will be destroyed. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, as we talked about when I was a guest there in studio last week with you, I believe that America has the right at this point, the moral justification, to go ahead and strike North Korea's leadership.
And we're always anti-war because we're not for invading Iraq done nothing or putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. When somebody says, I have nukes, they're aimed, I'm going to launch them on you, boom!
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But we have to make sure if that happens. And this is the one case in which I absolutely agree with the Pentagon to go in and do, you might call it a preemptive strike, but it's really a self-defense strike. I believe in the right to self-defense. I believe in that right for school teachers at schools, for individuals carrying handguns, and for nations to defend themselves against tyrants who are threatening to strike them with nuclear weapons. It's the same philosophy, just at a larger scale.
And China has backed off North Korea and told them to stop it. I mean, I think they should tell them one more threat to nuke Japan or South Korea or us. And, I mean, you just decapitate his government. I mean, they've got all the weapons. I mean, they don't want to show those. I mean, but they can decapitate them with the meteor guns right now.
And what we need to do is go in there, wipe out the corrupt criminal North Korean leadership, and deliver something resembling democracy to that country. I know it's kind of hypocrisy since America seems to be abandoning democracy, but at least don't the people of North Korea deserve something resembling freedom?
It's such
freedom.
An example of pure evil. That's why our government gave them the reactors in the mid-90s to make the A-bombs, because our government's just as bad. It's just they had richer people to build an empire off of.
Well, exactly. But if there were ever a case, a moral case, for freeing people from enslavement through the use of military force, this is it.
And that's why they won't do it.
Probably
Obama loves Mao Zedong. This is a Maoist state. I mean, they absolutely, he would love to set things up like this. And
yeah, they're probably getting ideas from Kim Jong-un of how to run Washington next. You know?
Let me raise another issue here with you. What do you think of the family having to flee to Cuba with their kids away from America, the evil parents that kidnap their own kids?
Yeah, well, we're seeing many examples of this. There's a homeschooling family from Germany that's also facing deportation. Look, parental rights are completely under assault. In fact, Paul Watson ran a story there on InfoWars, I think yesterday, about the collectivist mindset that MSNBC hosts saying your kids are not your kids. The parent is the state. It is a collective mommy and daddy now that's raising and owning your children. This is getting very, very dangerous, Alex. It's not just the assault on the Second Amendment. It's the assault on individualism. It's the assault on parenting.
It is, what is moonshine? 200 proof? It's pure alcohol. This is 200 proof tyranny. I mean, what they're trying to do, what they're hiding in plain view, it'd be like your neighbor walking in, shooting you in the leg and then raping your wife in front of them, and the police show up and give them a medal. I mean, it's such evil ideas, so proven to be evil. Verified authoritarianism just stomping around in front of us. What do you think of pimping out the dead kids, Obama? I mean, these people are sick.
Well, look at the traitors in Connecticut, the members of the state Senate and the state House who voted for all of those infringements on the Second Amendment. Those people, Alex, swore to defend the oath. They swore an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they themselves have proven that they are the enemies of America, the domestic enemies.
There's no doubt. I mean, listen. If they were really Americans and doing this, they'd be occupiers, revolutionaries, bringing in tyranny. But they work for foreign megabanks. They're open foreign mercenaries. I mean, I'm not just saying that for rhetoric. That's the New World Order. Naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Final news blitz straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
look at Drudge Report right now, then we'll go over to InfoWars.com. There's a lot of new news up on both sites, also on PrisonPlanet.com. Look at this. Nixon tactics declared. FBI asked to investigate. And Mitch McConnell's wondering how Mother Jones has recordings of them inside their private office buildings. Because Mother Jones and Media Matters and MSNBC are all Democratic Party White House run. And as bad as Mitch McConnell is, he's not. Total New World Order, butcher everything, kill babies up to age three, the state's the mommy and daddy, you know, total tyranny, bankrupt everything. And there's a whole Tea Party wing trying to take the Republicans over right now. So the globalists just want them out of there. And, of course, they're bugging everything. The Media Matters talks about how they'll get into media organizations and, quote, bring them down. These are spy organizations of foreign banks. These aren't liberals. Nixon tactics declared. I mean, Nixon had some FBI, had some files, IRS files. They now digitize all your files and give them to every agency out there. Nixonian tactics. I mean, Nixon was nothing compared to these people. And again, I'm sure if we get a Republican in down the road as a globalist, it'll be worse than Obama. It's just that this is how tyranny works. It gets worse and worse and worse. Look at this. Quake hits near Iran's nuclear Bashar facility. Ahmadinejad orders launch of five new reactors. War drums. Navy deploying laser weapon near Iran. We've got video of that up on InfoWars.com. Report U.S. held secret meetings with North Korea in March. Well, that's, you know, our government gave them the reactors. South Korea and China don't like this. You know, have you ever thought Kim Jong-un may be working for the globalist? I don't think that's far-fetched. They gave him reactors. I bet that's why he's acting so crazy. That's what Pachinik was hinting at, that this was all a psyop. North Korea to launch, our government put the mullahs in Iran. Did you know that? North Korea to launch a missile tomorrow. Warns foreigners to leave South Korea. Another White House party paid for by taxpayers. It just goes on and on. Yeah, we just showed video of a laser. Show that again. A laser shooting down a drone. Star Wars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to release a laser video here very, very soon that'll blow you away. Look at that laser. That's a little one. They've got them that are like five times that size in DC-10s. And that's all they need to actually be able to, somebody's out there banging on the door. By the way, oh, they're building a studio. That's so funny. Oh, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. There is just so much other news. Let's look at InfoWars.com here. Here's some of the stories that just broke over at InfoWars.com for everybody. Here on the main page. Gosnell worker heard baby screaming during live birth abortion. Well, why not? Kill them up to age three. The state owns the kids. They say kill them. That's liberal. Peace prize. You give a peace prize to the abortionists. MSNBC host turns to Jesus in response to criticism of her collectivization rant. Promises to love her enemies. Yeah, well, you buy 2 billion bullets. This is not an attack. This is not an assault. Don't run. We are your friends. Time columnist warning others about government oppression is anti-American crap. See, they're scared of us talking about their oppression. They're scared of us talking about their secret police. They don't want us to have a debate that they're arming against us. They're scared of what we cover here. Big Sis test drones that can detect guns. There it is confirmed. That is a big story that deserves it. In fact, I'm going to have that red link because first off, they showed a Homeland Security training video that showed, you know, them targeting gun owners. Like, oh, no, we don't plan that. This is domestic drones on local Oklahoma City News admitted for gun owners. And, of course, the big one that was up on Drudge Report now at InfoWars.com. Police confiscate man's guns over son's water pistol threat. PETA plans to fly drones that would stalk hunters. ATF recruits brain-damaged black man as stooge for trumped-up gun crimes. Yeah, when they did those payoffs at the Capitol, they rolled out black folks playing the race card. Look, scary black people, turn your guns in. They're the real racists, the race pimps. They're out of control, eugenicist scum. I want to murder you and your family, and I'm not joking. They say kill babies up to age three.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.